When I hear your knock on the door, I'm ready. You texted me from the restaurant. I know to expect you. I know how pissed you are. I know how awful your date has been tonight. So when I open the door, I've got the glass of wine ready in my hand. I knew you'd be by if it wasn't a good night. Living just around the corner from your favorite restaurant has its perks, after all. Plus, I know you need to unwind, especially since the evening is not ending the way you had hoped it would end. I take a moment to appreciate how good you look when I open the door. You've got on that tight little dress. I mean, really, it's pretty scandalous that you went out like that. But I appreciate it. And those heels that I could never wear because I'm too clumsy, but they're mouth-watering on you. And you've got these bangles at your wrist, and your hair is just, it looks so touchable. At any rate, I don't let any of that show. Instead, I lead you to the couch, and I let you start talking, and talking, and talking, about how you were so sure he was a great guy, and how you were going to have such a good time tonight, and how you shaved everywhere for him, and how it was going to be just such a good night, and you were so ready, and it had been such a long time. And I nod, and I drink my wine, and I watch you. You look great. And I could tell how frustrated you are. I'm trying so hard to behave myself, to be the kind of friend that just nods and smiles. And inside, all I can think is, I could give you so many more orgasms than he ever could anyway. So, you finish your glass of wine, and you put it down, and you let out a big, frustrated sigh. I just need to fuck, you say. I just want to be fucked. We can take care of that, I said, before I could stop myself. You look at me. How so? You got a man back in your bedroom? I take a moment to think about the strap-on harness hanging in my closet. Not exactly. I put down my glass of wine, and I give you a smile. And I lean in, and I put my hand on your knee. I'm saying that there's other ways to feel good, that I can make you feel good right now. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. You know, there's never been that spark between us. At least, you didn't think so. But I can tell you're thinking about it. I can see the way your teeth are toying with your lower lip. The way you're having that internal struggle. I can tell how worked up you are, how you're thinking, it would be kind of nice to come. I move my hand ever so slightly up your leg. I use my fingertip, gently draw a circle around the inside of your knee, keeping my eyes on yours. I can tell you're struggling. You don't know what to say. This isn't going to change anything, you know. I mean, this is just fun. We'll still be friends. You don't have to tell anybody. I won't tell anybody. I just want to make you feel good. And at that, I know I have you. I can tell by the way your eyes widen when you give a strange sound, like a, maybe it was a yes, but you do nod your head slightly, and that's all the encouragement I need. I take my hand, bring it up to your face, gently trace along your jawline, my fingertips trailing over your soft neck. I like your dangly earrings, I say. I could tell you're so nervous. I continue to trace down your neck, along your collarbone, along the hem of your dress. It's a black dress, tight, shows off your cleavage. I trace along that cleavage, dip in between your breasts with my finger. I can tell your heart is starting to race, and I can feel myself starting to get wet. I can't believe this is going to happen. I can't believe after all the times I've thought about this, it's actually going to happen. Trace my fingertips along your other collarbone. And by this time, my other hand is on your hip. And I shift and I lean in and I put my lips to yours. And you're surprised. I'm not sure what you thought was going to happen, but I can tell that you're surprised. And your mouth is slightly open and I lick my tongue across your lips. Your lips taste so good. They're so soft. Let my tongue touch yours. It's delicious. You're not kissing me back yet. I think you're still shocked. But I don't care. I just love the feeling of your mouth. And I start exploring it with my tongue. One of my hands wrapped around your face, my fingers in your hair. Finally, I can feel you responding. You suck on my tongue lightly as I slide it into your mouth. At this point, I'm leaning over you, and you can feel my body pressing against yours. Not completely, just enough to let you know I'm there. I drop my hand while we're still kissing. Because I can do this for a long time. Drop my hand down, put it on your left knee. Start stroking there on the inside of your knee. I know that spot is sensitive. Up your thigh slightly, enjoying how short, how very, very short this dress is. Can't wait to get you into the bedroom to find out what it is you have underneath that dress. I know how much you were looking forward to this date. I imagine not a whole hell of a lot. So I keep stroking, just being gentle. I don't want to scare you. Just want to enjoy the taste of you, the feel of you, and wrap you like a present. Yes. I can feel your hand. It's on my hand. It's on my arm now. And your fingers are biting into me slightly. I can tell you're really enjoying this. And I'm so glad. I stand up, and I pull you to your feet, and I say, why don't we check this out? The bedroom. Let's go to the bedroom. You've got that glassy-eyed stare. I know the one. The one where you're not quite sure what's happening. But you feel really good. And I'm so excited I can make you look that way. Give you that look. Just from a few kisses. Because I've got so much more in store for you. I bring you to the bedroom. And I kiss you. Again. This time. My fingertips are along your back. Finding the zipper on the back of your dress, slowly unzipping it, letting myself stroke and caress each part of you that it reveals. Finally, the dress is on the floor, and I see exactly what you have on underneath there, underneath that dress. Just one lacy bra. No panties. What a slut you are. I love it. I can tell I've made you nervous. It's because you're naked. But that's okay. I want you to be nervous now. You're in this. You're not going anywhere. I can tell. I let my hands move down your back and over your ass, squeezing, touching, rubbing those cheeks of yours. Feels so good in my hands. Your skin is so soft. And I was right. You did shave everywhere. Do I know my friend or what? Now my mouth is on your neck, and I'm nibbling. You've got one hand braced on my shoulder. I can tell you're slightly unsteady in the heels you're still wearing. God, those heels. Killer. Think I'll have you keep this on for a little while longer. Your neck is so soft and warm. And I nibble and I suck and I lick. Meanwhile, my hands are still roaming over your back, over your butt. Feeling every inch of you. God, you feel so good under my fingers. And dip my head down. Start to lick one of your nipples. And it hardens in my mouth almost immediately. It must be a while since you've had anyone touch you this way. And it's making me so wet to think that I'm the one who's touching you after all this time. I know how badly you need to come. And I can't wait to make you come again and again and again. I lick your nipple. Suck on it lightly. Use my teeth ever so gently against it. Hard enough so that I hear you gasp. Yes, that's exactly what I want. I use my fingers on the other nipple, tugging, teasing. And then I switch, giving my mouth to your other nipple. Oh, God, I love your breasts. I love the way they feel in my mouth. My tongue rolls around your nipple. That cute little sound you make. I can tell you're liking this too. Hand in between your thighs. Not touching your pussy, just between your thighs. And I gently motion, press against your thighs so that you take a wide stance, standing, still in your heels. Those black pumps. Very sexy. Your legs are spread. My mouth is still on your nipple, and I can feel the heat emanating from your core. I bet you're already dripping. Guess I'll find out, though, won't I? I drop to my knees, and I look up at you. You're breathing hard, you're flushed, your face is red. Do you want my tongue? You just nod. I don't even know if you can speak right now. I give a little lick along your pussy. Just along your lips. Just to see if you're wet. And you are. Oh, God, that tastes good. I can't wait to bury my face in. But not quite yet. Not quite yet. Lean down even further to that spot just inside your knee. The spot where I first touched you. And I kiss there. And I lick. You've got one hand on my shoulder and I can feel your fingers are trembling as I start to lick and kiss my way up your thighs. Very slowly. I want you to feel every second. I want you. God, I want you. I let my fingers tease the other thigh as I'm working my way upward. And then when I get to the top, I give the spot where your leg meets your body a little lick, a little taste, but no closer. And then I move to the inside of your other knee, where I repeat, licking, biting, but lightly. I just want to tease you. Licking and kissing my way up the inside of the other part of your thigh. I can smell you now. I can almost taste you again. You're so wet. I love that you're so wet. Ready for me? I tease the upper part of your slip, my finger, and I can feel you jump as I come into contact with the clit. As I press harder, and circle, 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 I can feel you start to move deep within your chest. That does feel good, doesn't it? I move my head forward, and I take a long lick from the bottom of your slit all the way to the top. Now you've got both hands in my hair, holding me to you. Yes, that's what I want. I want you to knead my tongue inside you. Slide my tongue deeper, further into your core. God, you taste so good. I can't believe I get to do this to you. Can't believe you're letting this happen. I feel so lucky to be able to taste you. I take my tongue as far as I can inside you. Knowing you were wet at the restaurant and then frustrated when you had to fuck it up. And that meant you had to go home all by yourself. Maybe you knew exactly why you came here. I take one finger and I slide it inside you as I let my tongue find your clit and circle. And I lap at you. Moving my tongue rapidly over your clit. Just a few times. I want to see how close you are. I can feel your knees start to buckle. Might be time to get you on that bed. after all. God, you taste so good. I can feel your muscles so tight around my finger. You need this. You need this so bad. I stand up. And I bite your neck softly. Turn around. You're facing the bed, and I'm behind you. And all of a sudden, I realize I'm wearing way too many clothes for this situation. So, I pull my t-shirt over my head, unsnap my bra. Then I press against your back, so you can feel my warm skin against yours. While I'm doing that, I bite the back of your neck. First gently, and then a little harder. I put one of my hands in your hair, and I pull as I bite, exposing your neck to me, nibbling and sucking. My other hand is reached around to start toying with your left nipple. Oh, you like that. You're starting to get very unsteady on your feet. Get on the bed. I motion for you to get onto the bed, onto your knees. So there you are, on your knees on the bed, facing away from me. Put my hand on your back, and I push you forward so that you're on all fours, so that your ass is in the air right in front of me, and I can see all of your gorgeous slit. See your ass. Oh, it looks so good. I squeeze your ass cheeks. God, you have a great ass. Ah, it's so good. And I can see just how wet you are. I lean down. I'm going to take a nice long lick. Along your hot pussy. God, it's just so good. And I decide that maybe it's time for me to get that harness on. Then I decide maybe that's a decision you need to make. Do you want me to fuck you? Tell me. Tell me you want to be fucked right now. Your reply is muffled by the bed, but I can hear you. Oh, you want the cock. And that's fine. I've got one hanging in my closet. No problem. I walk over to the closet, take out the harness and the dildo. Then I come over to the other side of the bed so that you're watching me as I shimmy out of my jeans and my underwear. Then I pull on the harness, tighten the straps, make sure the O-ring is nice and tight around that dildo. And I see how big your eyes have gotten. Yeah, that is one of the benefits of being able to strap it on. You get to pick anything you want. And I can see you like the size and shape of this one. Maybe you should give it a lick. I think that's a good idea. I wasn't quite sure you'd comply. But then I could see how hungry you look. how excited you are about this. And you daintily, gingerly move forward, your tongue out. And you take my cock in your mouth. Such a good girl. Oh, I'm so excited to fuck you. I let you lick my cock for a moment, and I can see from my vantage point that you have your fingers down, teasing yourself. God, you are excited. I had no idea you'd be so hot to fuck. I'm so wet myself. Picture of you on all fours on my bed. Oh, God. Such a dream come true. Licking my strap on. God, this is so hot. I put my hand in your hair. Push you down on my cock just a little bit. Tighten my hands so you can feel. I can tell you like that. I think it's time for me to fuck you. You look like you agree. Why don't you tell me how much you want me to fuck you? That's right. Good girl. I'll walk around to the other side of the bed. Your ass is still in the air. This is gonna be so good. Before I start fucking you though, I lean over. And I start eating you out again. I just can't get enough of your pussy. It tastes so good. And while my tongue is in your dripping pussy, I let my finger start to tease your ass just a little. I can tell by the way you're squirming that you don't mind. You're so ready for the cock. God, it's hot. Find your clit with my tongue. I'm crouched down a little. When I look down, I can see the strap on between my legs. And I love the way that looks. It makes me feel so powerful. Just like fucking you is going to make me feel so good. Take my fingers. And I slide them into you. You're so wet. I can hear your wetness as I fuck you with my fingers for just a moment. I want to make sure you're ready for this cock. And God, are you ready? I take my wet fingers out. And I give them a little lick. Before I rub the head of my strap on, using you to lube me up. You're ready, aren't you? You want me to fuck you? I have you move so that your feet are on the floor and you're bent over the bed. I know you like it from behind. You've told me so. Never thought that I would use that information to fuck you, though, did I? I can hear you whimpering. You're breathing fast. You're so excited for it. I press the strap on, the dildo up against your entrance, and I tease you ever so slightly with it. Tell me you want my cock. Tell me you want it. And it's only when I hear you beg for it. When I hear you say, give me your cock. That I finally slide inside you. And start fucking you. Oh, God. The sounds you're making. God, they're incredible. And I start fucking you slowly at first. Sliding this big, thick dildo inside you. Oh, God, that's so good, isn't it? And you're pressing back against me. And you're groaning so deep. God, you love this. Oh, you love this cock inside you. And I let you press against me. And then harder. Until you're fucking me. Yeah, you're working back against my cock. Because you're just some hungry little slut who hasn't had any in such a long time. And I know. But you fuck yourself on my cock, that's fine. Then I let you do that for just a few moments. Before I decide that it's time to fuck you for real. Give your ass a smack. That's right. I know you like that too. And I start to fuck you in earnest. Slamming my cock inside you. Establishing a nice strong rhythm. And I'm grabbing your hips. Pulling you back against me. Slamming you into my cock. Filling you. And you're screaming. God, you sound so good. Just can't get enough of this cock, can you? Oh, God. This is so sexy. Fucking you like this. I never imagined you'd do this. God, it's so good. And I lean forward as I'm rocking my hips against you. And I take a handful of your hair and I pull. Ah, so your back is arched. My other hand on your shoulder, slamming your body into mine. I want to fuck you. It's so deep, so hard. Ah, I can't wait for you to come. It's going to be so good. And I just keep the rhythm up. In. And you're loving every second of it, I can tell. You're begging me to not to stop. That's okay, baby, I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop until you come on this cock of mine. I'll keep going as long as it takes. I can go all night, baby. Yes. And I keep fucking you. I can feel the sweat starting to drip down my back. And I'm not gonna stop, baby. I'm not gonna stop until you come. And I can tell how... Oh, God, how close you're getting. Because your voice is getting higher and higher. And your gasps are coming faster and faster. Oh, God, come for me, baby. Come for me, little girl. Yes. There you go, baby. God, the way you scream and you come drives me wild. Then after you've come, I pull out of you and I flip you over and lay you down on the bed. And you're breathing so hard. And I get on my knees. I want to taste you. I want to lick that cum right out of you. All that delicious cum. God, you taste so good after you cum. And you're throbbing and your wet pussy's in my mouth. Oh, God, I love it. I drink down every last drop of your cum. By now, you may have caught your breath. And I give you a smile. See? I told you I could take care of you.